We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Donkey up the team. Made it.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey of the Day no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlemagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Friday, August 11th, goes to Seth Berman. Seth Berman is 34 years old, and he hails from the great city of Atlanta, Georgia. Seth is suffering from what psychologists call the target effect. Everybody in America suffers from the target effect. Doesn't matter what your financial status is. The reality of the situation is none of us can go into Target and get one thing. I know I'm speaking directly to you right now. You feel seen, don't you? Maybe even triggered. Trust me, I understand. Every single emotion you are dealing with, I get. And psychologists do too. It's a real thing. You're going to Target to buy one thing. Maybe, you know, a Goodfella t-shirt. Next thing you know, you're walking out with $100 worth of stuff and you have no idea how that happened. All right, Target does that to humans, so much so that clinical psychologists have released tips on how to stage your own Target interventions, okay? Target is a trap, all right? Because the store isn't the actual Target, you are. Do you realize that everything in Target is strategically placed there to keep you there? Everything from the lighting, the bright colors, they say it brightens your effect and you tend to have a pretty good time there, so it's conducive to buying. You know, of course you're going to, you know, spend more in a place that you spend more time in. Not to mention, it's a Starbucks in all of them. So that adds another addiction. Okay, Starbucks, heroin, same thing. Target also places things in strategic places to boost cross-selling. And then they have these things called lifestyle settings that help you visualize the goods in your home. Once you see it, once you can see it in your place of residence, you want it in your place of residence, okay? And I'm not even going to get into the psychological pricing Target does. Oh, they make you think you're getting a deal just because it's a 9 at the end of the price. If it has a 9 on the end of the price, it appears to be on sale. Therefore, you can't pass it up. Those are just a few of the reasons the Target effect is real. And that's the reason why you can never leave Target with just one thing. And Seth Berman, he fell victim to that. See, he went to Target for one thing, but like most of us, couldn't leave with just one thing. Let's go to Fox 5 Atlanta for the report, please.
Officers have also released new video of a shoplifting suspect being arrested. Take a look. This is the target located on Caroline Street. Atlanta police say an officer was flagged down by a security guard. That guard told authorities that the man stole two televisions from the store. They say when the man was caught outside the store, he fought the officer until backup arrived. Mm. Both the suspect and officer suffered minor injuries.
Now, police say he was on drugs during all of this, but this wasn't weed. It wasn't shrooms. It wasn't Rihanna's makeup he was using. This man was under the influence of Target, okay? The Target effect is a stronger drug than all those things mentioned. That's why he went back to the scene of the crime, because mentally, he never left. See, if you only get one thing from Target, you hear Kobe Bryant in your brain saying this.
Job's not finished. Job finished? No, I don't think so.
That's right. The Target effect is so real that when this brother got caught leaving the store with the TV, he didn't think about running away. He thought about running back into the store. Okay, that's like an animal that's been locked in a cage, and instead of running off into the wild to get free, they run back into the zoo. I know y'all want to blame drugs, but trust me, this is the Target effect. Okay, as I'm doing this donkey right now, there's someone pulling up to Target for one thing, and they're going to come out 30 minutes later with at least 3 to 5 items. Okay, now let's talk about Seth as a thief. He simply got too greedy because he did successfully steal one TV. He was free and clear, but his greed made him go back to steal another one. This is a prime example that we get too greedy, okay? He successfully stole one TV. He was free and clear, but his greed mixed with the Target effect made him go back to get another 65-inch TV. Why did he need another TV? I know football season on the way, but damn, what you building, a sports bar? Huh? You need to have more than one TV to have more than one game on at the same time? Maybe he wanted to play Call of Duty and watch The Breakfast Club on BET at the same time. I don't know, but Seth, did you have to go back to the same exact Target you stole from the first time? I did some research, and by research, I mean Google, and it's at least 8 Targets in the Atlanta area. You telling me the Target effect is so strong that you couldn't even leave the Target you was at to go to another one? Huh? You stuck on stupid like a woman who's addicted to a terrible man with good penis, all right? This man ain't got no job, no ambition. He cheats on you constantly, has another baby mama he's still sleeping with, but you still end up under him every other day letting him sweat on you. That had nothing to do with anything. I just wanted to make you feel bad for still sleeping with that brother under modification. Or for short, you can just call him a bum. Please give Seth Berman the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
Wonder what triggered people more during that donkey today, realizing that, you know, we all have been victims of the Target effect, or realizing that you are still sleeping with a terrible man with good penis.
Which one for you? All right, well, BET, thank you. We'll see y'all on Monday.
I almost told people you the bum that I'm sleeping with. Now, I almost told people that. I might have just did. Now what?
Now what?
Now what?
Mm-hmm. Well, sir, I'm not a bum.
You're a beige under modification. That's for sure.
A beige under modification. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is getting awkward and strange.
Mm-hmm. Ben.
Okay. Ben, awkward and strange. Welcome, Roxy. All right.
Roxy said it's been like this since yesterday.
All right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, This is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo!
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.